More than a quarter of a million Americans have now died in the coronavirus pandemic, and according to the latest figures from Johns Hopkins University, more than 1.5 million Americans have been getting tested for the virus every day. Testing has risen steadily over recent months, but health officials say it's still far from adequate. Kerry Goldberg from member station WBUR brings us inside one biotech company scrambling to process the latest avalanche of tests.
In a brightly lit room about the size of a high school gymnasium, workers are assembling and testing rows of machines and robots along gray metal tracks.
So you see these little like train cars that are moving along? It's sort of like a grown-up train set.
Jason Kelly is the CEO of Ginkgo Bioworks, a big biotech startup based in downtown Boston.
And what they're able to do is move little plates, laboratory plates, that would have a bunch of different test samples in the plate. And it can move them anywhere through the facility. You see the tracks running through there. It was about an 18,000 square foot box we're standing in here.
A box that's designed to process tens of thousands of coronavirus tests a day at a time when there are growing calls for much more testing. Every few feet, a lime green robot arm towers above the gray rails. The arm's pincers can pick the plate up and move it onto a piece of lab equipment.
Then the equipment can run, and in this case, what it would be doing is running COVID-19 diagnostic tests to see is this a positive or a negative sample.
Kelly hopes the Ginkgo testing facility will be up and running by early December.
In the context of sort of reopening society for like workplaces and schools, you need so much more of it than we're doing today that you absolutely have to start deploying new technologies like this if we're going to make it cheap enough before we all have a widespread vaccine to really get the virus under control.
Ginkgo Bioworks won a $40 million federal grant to repurpose top-of-the-line DNA analysis machines, what's called next-generation sequencing, for coronavirus testing. It's part of a federal project called RADx that's spending nearly $500 million with the goal of adding 1 million more tests a day to the country's capacity by early next year. The company is also piloting a workplace testing program using saliva tests. Ginkgo's Rob Morfino is working on that program.
So everything is designed to be quick, but also convenient. So we really want people to have testing as part of their daily routine.
Many people who've gotten tested in recent months would not call it quick or convenient, or pleasant if it involved a deep nasal swab. But the Ginkgo Bioworks effort is part of the growing push toward a new phase of testing that includes shallower swabs and far more screening of people without symptoms. Dr. Thomas Tsai, a testing policy expert at Harvard and Brown University, says he's seen remarkable strides on improving technical aspects of testing in recent months.
Our efficiency of our testing through newer technologies such as next-generation sequencing, these are things that we were talking about as coming down the pipeline, but that future is now, is here. So these technologies are present.
The challenge, Tsai says, is that most tech innovations focus mainly on what happens in the laboratory, speeding up the time it takes to process tests.
But there are multiple bottlenecks we have to consider, and if we are to truly improve our testing strategy, we have to break through all of those bottlenecks.
They include ferrying tests quickly to processing sites like the one Ginkgo Bioworks is setting up and getting results back to people quickly and persuading lots of people without symptoms to take the tests. Also, the cost and availability of tests where they're needed most.
Those are not technological questions. Those are complex, questions around policy goals and public health.
The technological side is plenty complex as well. Jason Kelly at Ginkgo Bioworks says getting all the elements of this huge robotic testing system to work together is not trivial. But Ginkgo is known for large-scale automation of life science lab work. It's what's known as a unicorn, a startup valued at more than $1 billion, in this case over $4 billion. And Kelly says the company is pitting its technical heft against the coronavirus.
This is basically the biological event of our lives, right? It would be like, imagine this whole thing that was like tearing the world apart was like a computer virus. Would Google sit it out?
The company is one of dozens working on new testing technologies, and Kelly predicts more rapid progress. Plus, when the pandemic is over, he says, the Ginkgo Bioworks testing machines can be reused for the company's more typical work, like engineering new treatments for genetic diseases. For Here and Now, I'm Kerry Goldberg.